Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode.
Buckle up and chill.
Hope you enjoy
that shit.
Oh.
I can't believe it's all like that. Fucking pass it over to you. I've been waiting all day for that
podcast. But I somehow have the biggest slapstick in the entire region for Wolverine, and that's Andrew Lahr. Welcome.
What's going on? First time on the pod.
You genuinely are the biggest slapstick that is Wolverine in the region.
Define
at least the region I know. At least the region I know. Would you agree with that?
15-0 every season.
Cheating doesn't matter?
There's no cheating.
There was no cheating involved whatsoever. Is that what you're saying? None at all. 0%?
Understandings doesn't exist.
Just wanted to clarify. Go ahead, Sean. It's on record.
Love it. But you did say it's your first. It's not your first. You've been on the only episode of Buckle Up and Chill that has zero listens because I forgot to record it.
I was saying it was we.
We did about an hour, 20 minutes and go to upload it, and I did not have the on-air button on. Lost the whole thing. So glad we can redo this finally.
Yeah, we're finally back.
We're on
air.
Yes
or no?
Yes, first time back.
Yo, Buckle Up and Chill is not dead. It just had like a, what's that called? A little bit of layoff?
Hiatus.
Hiatus, thank you. See, that's my co-host. He knows what we're doing. You're my co-host too. Eddie's still earning trust out here though.
He was late today.
Hey, he was late, exactly.
First time.
The final.
First time.
What do I care
do you
about?
Want to tell us why, you want to tell us why you were late?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's start with that.
Yeah, well, I get off work and I have to go pick up Anaya from softball. And it happens to be, the team asked all the parents to help and fix up the field before the season starts. Why don't they have someone to pay somebody to do it? And I found out they do, but they want us just to,
volunteer.
Hold up. If I was asked that, I would look at them funny and think they're playing a joke on me or something. Like, 100%. Yo, no phones during this. You understand what's going on? It's crazy shit.
But you'd think with the advancement in youth sports that they would have someone to take care of it.
It's crazy enough, a guy at my work today...
told me how he used to do that. I don't remember why it came up, but told me like he used to do that for his kids. But that's like 30 years ago.
Right.
You'd think by now they would have...
Yeah, Andrew Lobestal's dad, he used to fix up our fields for...
Yeah, like rake them and everything.
So what did you do? Give me one task you had.
Well, first it was a lot of standing around because the coaches didn't have the correct keys. So they had to go back, get the keys from the other...
So they weren't even prepared to have the parents work for free.
No.
So wait, they want free labor and they weren't even prepared themselves.
No.
Is that correct?
Correct. And another dad went out to his truck and grabbed his rakes and shovels.
Jesus.
Apparently, guys own shit. So it's like, all right, what are you guys doing? So there was a lot of standing around. Girls went and picked up the trash around the outside of the field. Yeah, because the girls were helpful because they were like, hey, yeah, I do. But no, it was just... a lot of waste of time, and then I get on the tractor, and I'm riding the tractor with a nail grater.
It's got
3-inch nails. It's a grater. You know what a grater is, right?
For cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
it's a piece of fencing. Usually it's a piece of fencing.
But this
grater has like 3-inch nails.
And Buckle Up and Chill's gone home improvement mode. If you've got
field
any mortgage, you need a handyman, call Brian Man, Andy Paray.
But no, alright, let me finish, because the nail grater is heavy, so this tractor kept sinking into the wet dirt. Like, it was a nightmare, the whole thing. So
why did you shouldn't have done it? I'm gonna send you nuts.
I'm once I'm there, I'm stuck.
Here's $100 for my labor. If it was my kid, I would give $100. Here you go. I give $200.
Well, yeah.
Here you go for my kid. I'm not doing anything.
You actually know a nice coach this year.
Who?
Mr. Champagne.
Pat Champagne's a coach?
No. Nick? Dad.
Oh, big. I don't know him personally.
You don't know him personally, but he knows his kids. He knows his kids.
Oh, I know Pat very well. Yeah. And Nick a little bit.
Yeah.
Or Bach.
So my father was kind of like obligated to help out.
All
so.
Right, and moving on.
Yeah, it's boring shit.
Yeah, it is. Sean?
I found it fascinating.
Yeah, kind of fascinating. Laura has a lot to say about returning the podcast. Laura, go ahead.
I have a lot to say about what?
About returning the podcast. You're very excited. All this jazz you're telling me earlier. What'd you say?
Yep, exactly that.
All right, all good. He didn't actually say that, but I just forced him to say it. How about, let's go real quick while we're present in the moment. It's easier to do this way. How about the wings? Shawnee, kick us off, please. Like, I want, like, present opinions. I don't want to hear about, oh, my God, this and that, blah, 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 the trial and tribulations they went through 2 weeks ago.
Present situation is it's 3-3 in the third period, and we need to win.
Wings money line right now.
Because the bottom of the East.
I didn't get Wings money line. Go ahead, Shawnee, sorry.
The bottom of the East. That to get in, the last spot is up for grabs, and there's like five teams fighting for it. And like Pittsburgh, who is out of nowhere, kind of getting hot, and now they're coming for it. So you just got to keep adding up the points, and I mean, you need to win this game. First, I mean, you've had 3 days off, two practice days in a row. You got to come out and win this game back on your home ice.
I have been under the facade that the Wings were going to make the playoffs automatically 2 weeks ago. And that's what it was.
That's not present day.
It was the facade.
Hey, now, don't talk about the past.
That's my only sentence. Nowadays, I realize how freaking hard it is. And I told this to Andrew before we came here when we were playing video games in my crib. I said, if you beat the Rangers, it's not only 3 points that are very important to your season. It's beating what? The best team in the NHL or a top three team in the Cup?
106 points. I know they're
think
top
about the, okay, so hold on. Let me finish. They're going back to the locker room. This is any sport, by the way. I don't be a hockey expert to say this. You go in the locker room and say, that's one of the best teams in the league, bros, and we just beat them. You feel you could be anybody, right?
Yeah.
And I want your thing on the puck stuff. Come on.
Puck luck?
Yes. You told me how random it was. You went off on a soliloquy at the apartment. I want to hear how boom, boom, boom.
No, I'm just saying puck is crazy. It's unlike.
It's real, though, right? It's
like
real.
Any other sport. I feel like it's real a little bit. Obviously, the best.
A little bit.
Best teams, but it's real.
How real? Scale 1 to 10, how real is it? How much of an impact does it have?
7-8.
That's a massive impact on 10. So, geez, Sean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's part of the game. You accept it. And a lot of the times, like, it's right. Like, I don't think it's as common for, like, a true puck luck incident. Like, I feel like a lot of the times, like, it is because you're in the right position. You're ready. Like, earlier, what was it, Compher's goal or Kopp's goal was
Compher's.
Off his foot. If he's not right there in position by the net, that doesn't bounce off
so
of him.
So,
but there are moments that. You know, all off the boards, and then it bounces out right in front of the net to a wide open player, and he buries
don't
one.
Don't you plan that though?
Sometimes no, not like if you're rimming it around and it hits a stanchion and pops
oh,
out.
Oh yeah, you don't
like
play
stuff
that.
Like that.
Oh, okay,
like
yeah.
That happens. But I mean, lucky bounce happens in every sport, but in hockey it is more common. But a lot of the times I do give credit for just being in the right position.
All right, then let me ask a question here. Let's assume, and I'm sorry, I'm doing the superstitious act. Let's say the Wings make the playoffs this year, and they're a wild card team. Obviously, they're going to be on the road. And they... I just lost my train of thought.
They were on the road. They're on...
Anything can happen in them.
Oh, thank you. So do you feel like confident they can actually win a series? Because if I was in basketball and the Pistons were like an 8 seed playing the 1 seed or 7 seed, I'd say no chance. Basketball doesn't happen like that.
No.
Hockey, would you say, is the even over baseball, football is also random, that the underdog has a better chance in most sports out of all of them? Yes? The four majors? majors.
Yeah, and I think it depends a lot.
I think the underdogs have the best chance out of the four major sports in hockey playoffs. That's what I want to say. Tell me if you agree.
If they back their way in, I do not like their chances. If they take command and go into the playoffs hot and play like they were a few weeks ago, then yes, I will be confident. Because
sure,
well, that's a big part, you know, just like March Madness.
That's like you're sitting there on this thing that's here and there. Like, I need you on one side of the other.
Well, I can't tell you if how I'll feel about a playoff series before the playoff series then.
I'm giving you both options.
Like, what do you mean?
Okay, you can though. You tell me if they're a wild card team, whatever wild card, they're not going to be a non-wild card. They can't be better than a wild card team, correct?
Yeah.
So they're going to be a wild card. So you can tell me. You're not confident, but you think it's the best chance out of all the four major sports to win a playoff series.
Depends
on
what wins.
Underdog, yes or no?
It depends on which Wings team we're seeing. But right now, if we want, if the playoffs start, if
depends on what. I just asked you a direct ass question, like as direct as direct comes.
Why are you yelling?
I always yell. Please respect. Sorry, go. Like I, you keep deflecting though. You sound literally. This is John Jansen classic right now.
Well, no,
it really is deflecting. Deflecting. I asked three times.
I really hate John.
I'll say it one last time. If the Red Wings barely make this wild card, which is the most likely scenario if they make it, out of the four major sports, do they have the best chance to upset in the playoffs?
Oh, yes. I thought you were asking me if I was confident.
No, you asked.
Hold on. Did he not ask?
You asked
two
different
things. Yes, he asked me if I was confident about us advancing in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's the question.
I never said that.
Okay, never mind.
Advancing? Never mind.
No, I'm not rewinding, but...
Let's hear again.
I said to win the series. No. If you could upset them, yeah.
You said it's the best chance out of four sports.
Yeah.
And then you said if I... All right, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I know that's what I said. I want to decipher this.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine. Not for me.
We got to the bottom of it.
No, we didn't. We got to the middle of it.
No, I answered the question that you wanted answered.
What are you talking about, though? What the
no,
fuck are you saying? What?
You originally asked, your first question was, is hockey the easiest?
To upset team!
To upset team.
No shit, that's what that I
asked
That was
the question. The second question was, are you confident the Wings will pull off an upset? And that was the question to Sean, that you said Sean was deflecting. So... Does that clarify it for you?
No, not at all. Honestly, no.
You asked both, so what do you want? And Sean's not sure what he thinks about the Wings right now because they're hit or miss.
No, but I agree with the point that, yes, your chance is best in hockey.
Yes.
We've seen it.
We all agree on that.
So.
Most people do.
I'm done talking about sports.
Great. So then what do we want to do?
What do you do when you're by yourself, Buck?
Jerk off.
Well...
No, we're not going to
edit that one out.
I'm kidding.
No, we're not going to do that.
But hold on, Final Four, yes?
Final Four.
See, you see, hold on. No, I just came up with a fresh topic. Why does Sean not like show sheets?
I mean, because we were perfectly fine just continuing that with what Eddie did, and then you broke it out.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Because he brought up the topic that he brought up that he put on the show sheet himself.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me, though? Don't fucking put that on me.
Because I know we know.
But you just cut it off, and then you're like, no, we have to go in order.
To the T.
But just go. It's fine. Why?
Do all the work. Go ahead.
You said Final Four. You switched it to Final Four.
Good, bro. Go ahead.
I'm
not talking anymore. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Final Four. Who takes down UConn? Does Alabama have the best chance?
Purdue has the best chance, but no one takes it down. I think it's UConn again. Unfortunately. I think Purdue has... Shoot. I hate to say it, but... Is it DJ Burns, is that his name? Do I get to say that
right?
I think he can give Edie some problems. Not necessarily.
I don't. I think this is the game where.
He's 6'8", he's 7'4".
I know, but at least he's a big body. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
Hold on. 8 inches shorter, are you retarded?
I'm trying to get something out of this.
Shut
this
up,
Final
though.
Four that is nothing.
I hope that.
This Final Four is a ton. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous to say.
Okay.
There's so many storylines.
Two double A,
and then they say they're no storyline, even though NC State is the craziest fucking story in 30 fucking years. But no, what's the fucking storylines? God, it just annoys me. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Fuck everybody. It's a crypt glitch. I'm sorry.
It's so hard when you try to get a word and that happens. And it's then you have,
though.
Then
it's
you
like
have to
so
back.
Stupid to me. God, it's the craziest fucking shit in 35 years, 40 years, and people don't want to acknowledge it and act like, oh, there's no juice in this Final Four. NC State is a fucking miracle. Go.
So, no, like, I really hope a lot of people...
It's just nuts, though. Like, it's so misinformed, though. Like, people gotta be smarter. It bothers me. Look, read a fucking fraction of a fucking article.
Two double-digit spreads. That's all I'm gonna say.
I agree, it's a boring.
Fuck off. Mic drop.
Oh, my God, you got a bear, or at least get a shot on goal there.
You said there were no storylines.
I do.
Okay, that's a completely separate subject, though.
You brought the storylines in. I don't look at storylines. I look at teams. I don't look at all. And NC State, oh, they had five. All the starters were all five favorite transfers.
That means nothing. That doesn't matter. You're an asshole. No, fuck this.
What?
You guys are just like, honestly, you need to be educated, though. Just attack. NC State. Go ahead.
What about NC State?
Because it's the craziest shit in 30 fucking years. NC State got to an 11th seed by winning 5 games in 5 days in the SEC tournament. If even if they won the first four and lost in the championship game, against their rival, by the way, who is North Carolina, even if they lost the ACC championship game in the tournament, they would have not made it. They were the 10th overall team in their own conference in a, what everyone said this year was a weak ACC, very weak ACC, top heavy. Many have said, and I said that as well. They sit there, not only do they make it a miracle, getting to the tournament was a crazy miracle in itself. Just getting there. And I can't remember who they beat the first game, but when they were 11 seed, they beat a 6 seed. I can't remember exactly who it was. Then they beat Oakland, we saw, which was a break for them to play Oakland. But on this journey, they're on a 10-game winning streak. Their coach was set to be fired before the ACC tournament started. He's won 10 in a row, and they're sitting here in the Final Four. And in one of the craziest runs we've seen in 35 fucking years. And we're going to sit there and act like this isn't entertaining. It's fucking crazy. You don't, and it bothers me because we sit there and oh, yeah, this isn't great. Double-digit spreads. Fuck you. But we don't follow storylines that started in fucking... I'm going to go back to November. That started in February. Okay? Just to make it. They lost their four... I'm not done! I'm not fucking done! They lost their last four regular season games. All by double digits. NC State did. They were the 10th seed in a 16-team conference, which doesn't matter. It should be 14. Separate subject. They sat there and had to win the entire thing against Duke in the semifinals. Then against North Carolina, who's their main rival in the finals. Then they had to go play in the fucking Elite Eight against Duke, who knows them in and out. You can't run a set on them that Duke doesn't know. They played it for years, the same coaches, the same system, and yet they still handle them. It's fucking crazy. Sorry, I'm fucking done. It's just like, it's asinine, though, the fucking attitude people have towards us.
Alright.
It's fucking wild, dude.
I think it's kind of boring still.
No, the story, that
I'm
story
sorry, you guys good. Have no passion or any love for anything, so you can't fuck fun of me, I'm good fun. It's fucking nuts.
No, I love it. I forgot what I was going to say, though.
No, NC State run has been nuts. Absolutely.
Oh, don't backtrack now. Stay your fucking ground.
Got now, man.
Oh, don't fucking backtrack on me, please. You just fucking talk shit. I just lit you up.
I'm not even backtracking, motherfucker.
Then what?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the story's crazy what they did through the ACC tournament to now. But now they run into Purdue, so it's like...
He's saying the present matchup.
And that's what
I'm just talking about right
and
now.
And that's what everyone said the last fucking five matchups they played. They ran to Duke, they ran to Carolina, the ACC, they ran to all these teams the last five, four fucking tournament games. Everyone's saying that. You're a broken record, though.
Okay.
Everyone's saying that. It's still a story, though. You're right. Oh, and then if you lose to Purdue, you're going to glow. Like, that's something to say. But you... Oh, no.
It wasn't...
Generic as fuck.
So talking... saying, just saying that this present matchup is a not a good matchup is you know, taken away from the run. I mean, I don't see what. Why did you snap?
No reason for it.
Do you guys want to sit here and just whisper about what Barbie dolls we like? Is that what you guys want to do?
No, I just don't need to scream. I'm talking.
Well, I scream. That's how the way I will.
That's fine.
Well, then we're different people, I guess.
Well,
so
I'm not whispering, though, so I just...
So what? You guys?
I asked you, what the fuck did you snap about? Because
about
he said this current matchup isn't a good one?
No. I was snapping about how the NCAA... He said there were no storylines.
I didn't say nothing about storylines.
Dude, there were
storylines in there.
Man, we have a couple things we have to rewind today. Because I honestly don't know if he did or not. But
I didn't say anything about storylines. I was just talking about the matchups.
But the passion is crazy.
I said the matchups were boring.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I was going to ask.
They're not boring, and that is a storyline.
So,
they're not boring.
But here, I remember.
They're not boring.
When I,
because you don't understand the hype they took to get there. Like, that's ridiculous.
I don't understand. I do understand some stuff.
Now you do, because I explained
no,
it.
No, I knew it before that.
And why did you
everyone
there?
Heard the story the whole time. It's been talked about the March Madness tournament the whole time.
Then why?
Every matchup they
okay,
have.
Perfectly. Good. Perfect. Then good. Why did you hate out on that? Perfect. Good. What you just said. I agree. Great. Then why did you hate out on that?
Dude, you even said shit to me about, I said maybe Burns could do something against Edie. We'll see. I just said that, and you shut that down, so I don't...
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, we started this off, like I thought you were going to say Purdue was going to dominate.
And then turned into NC State.
Purdue is going to
dominate. Jesus.
Purdue is
baby Jesus.
I don't know about dominate, but they'll win by some.
No, here's what I remember what I was going to say now. It's like, I'm hoping people think, fall in love with the storyline, bring it all together. Hope they all fall in love with the storyline and start thinking that Burns, since he's big guy, is going to keep up with Edie and bet NC State, and I'm going to hammer Purdue to cover because I think this is where the story ends with a fatality.
That would be sad.
Which I do agree that this matchup
see,
will be a blow. Now, Alabama, UConn. Didn't even get started on this one. Is this like, if, I'll just ask a question. If Alabama plays a perfect game, can they win? Is that the, like, do you think even that beats this Goliath UConn team?
My producer just told me I gotta stay quiet for a minute straight.
Okay, Eddie, do you think...
No, because once I say something, this guy's going to start spitting on me again.
I mean, is there any way... Do you think... here, Eddie, I'll ask you this. Who has a better chance to pull the upset? Alabama or NC State?
Obvious answer.
Go ahead, say it then.
NC State for sure. UConn is a cheat code, man. I have not seen a better college basketball team. They are better this year than they were last year.
Do you agree, Lar? Is that?
It was 10 games in a row in the tournament. They won by double digits.
Yeah, by like 13 or more.
13 plus. Yeah. Don't leave this shorter by double. And here's another crazy stat. They played obviously 4 games this tournament. At one point every game, they've led by 30, at least. At one point every game. They haven't won the final score by 30. Damn it, Rangers scored.
Damn it.
That is the craziest stat, though.
It is.
Repeat that.
Okay, Sean, this tournament, UConn's played 4 games, right? They've at one point during all 4 of those games led by 30 points at one point.
That's wild.
The overall score was a couple times in 20s, but they led at one point. You were playing basketball game and UConn in the tournament, UConn was up by 30 at one point.
Wouldn't they just beat by like 40?
Illinois?
Yeah, it's insane.
Who is good as fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, seriously.
Shannon's
speaking,
one of the top players.
Speaking
in the
of the number
basketball.
30, that 30 to nothing run was like something I've never seen. It was something I've never seen. So
you're
like,
23-20.
Here's the crazy part here. Let me give you
50-something minutes
stat.
Of real time.
Let me give you a stat about that. That's everything that happened between a 1 and a 16 seed. UConn did that, a current in-game 30-0 run.
Yeah.
Specifically. UConn did that to an Illinois team who's had their best season in the last 20 years. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Top offensive team.
This was literally Illinois' best season in 20 years, dude. Yeah, and they lost it. That's how dominant UConn is. All right, Johnny, let's get a quick break. What are we at, 25?
Yeah, watch some wings. Blow another one.
And I'm back once again, real quick, real fast.
And we're changing sports. Eat 'em up, Tigers. 6-1. How exciting.
What a start. What a start.
That was just rude.
What was?
Eat 'em up, Tigers. Eat 'em up. And he eats a pussy. Eat it up.
And right now, being. Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? 6-1? Oh my gosh, fantastic. I'm so excited.
I do.
No, I'm genuinely super excited.
And like, I don't care how we're doing it right now. It's early. I'm counting on the bats heating up as the weather heats up. So I mean, the fact that we're and still 6-1 with the offense that we've had is very like, come on. You have to. I mean, you wouldn't have thought that Torque and Riley got off to this. Well, no, Riley's been pretty until today. Until today, they all. Like Torx got to homer, Riley's hit two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Like only
but still, I mean, as a team, our offense have been real shitty, but we're still 6-1.
How about the new additions we got? They're off to a hot start. Gio Sherlock, Mark Canna's showing us stuff. Like we didn't see that coming.
Six
Did
hits.
Did you think that when we signed these guys? Gio Sherlock, I was excited about.
So this is where
he's gonna be a superstar, but
no, it's hard. You know, I mean, it's been so long since we've had a great. Oh shit!
He thinks the Tigers after May are gonna be 15-19. That's exactly what he said. You know, apartment and not fabricating. Like,
after this start,
that's what he thinks. Yep, after this start, this was today. He said that. Come on, say it. I'm not gonna let you get away with it.
That's true.
You really do.
Yeah.
Why do you think that though?
Oh.
No reason.
No reason at all.
I know four players on the team.
Interesting. All
right. Not a big baseball guy?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I know Torque will say. I know Riley Green.
I hope you know it.
But I
how many
you know Scoobal now. I saw him in Scoobal. He knew Matt Manning. He didn't know Scoobal.
Oh, wow.
What?
It's the Manning name. It's because it's Manning.
I know. Yeah. That's an easy name. Like, dude, Scoobal's one of the best special league. He knows Matt Manning. He doesn't think he's biased.
No,
he's not better.
No.
You know Mize? What about Mize? Casey Mize?
Yeah, Mize is known because he was number one. Right. Man, what a bust that is. Okay, let me get to my Tigers.
Just think, like, the way we've started off the last couple seasons, early slumps, the fact that we're already off to a 6-1 start, is just because the way we turned it around mid-season, I just hope it doesn't go backwards this year. But like, just this start is so crucial to the way we've played
Eddie,
the last couple years.
Yeah. Come on, please. No. Oh. Yeah. Okay, to piggyback off what Sean said, because it has been a rough few years. Having a start like this since 2016. In 2016 is a long time ago now, right?
Yeah.
I'm bitterly disappointed that how in the world do we keep rotating DH hitters and we couldn't sign JD Martinez to be our DH? That is my biggest gripe, dude. Sean, do you agree with me?
What was that?
They keep rotating DHs. Like, that could have been JD every day at DH. JD is horrible in the field, I get it. But, dude, he could have been a full-time DH. And then, you know what he could have done? You could have rotated Canna and Carpenter in the outfield, depending on the pitching matchup, right?
Right.
And then you'd have Meadows and Green, obviously.
Yeah, that one hurts.
But still, imagine just signing... Sean, look at me. Imagine signing JD. 1 year, 12 minutes with a message. Give me... We don't have a DH. We don't even have a DH. No. Do you understand what this team could be if we had the best hitter? He would be the best hitter on the team. It really hurts my heart, and I'm super ecstatic about 6-1 start. Don't ever get that twisted, because I'm fucking diehards and a little. But damn, I only think about World Series. Man, and if we had JD, I'd have a confidence that we'd be winning this division for
another thing is, whoever bats in front of them probably has their career year so far. Whatever young guy you want to do.
Put a Green or Torque right in front of him.
Because, are these guys really scared? Like, who's coming up after who in the lineup. Yeah. Like maybe
there's not a single person in the lineup that people are scared of.
Exactly.
There isn't. There's a guy that I'm not afraid of though. Baez.
Maybe, I mean, you just get a.
They walked all Keith to get to Baez.
Well, I mean, that was
situational.
Yeah, situational. Get the force out everywhere.
Still.
But Canna's on my shit list. Already.
He did a good game
today. He did, but I can't let go of a non-effort play on defense.
I missed it.
Especially to protect a no-hitter.
Wasn't worth it.
I don't care. It pissed me off.
Could have been a double if Joe missed it.
No, I think what Joe said was true. It's a bloop. I don't think it's rolling to the wall or anything.
No, it's not. But if he dives and misses it, it's going to be a double no matter what. That's true.
The double, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not that upset about it. I'm upset about the last thing.
Did they score that? No, they didn't.
I guess I'm a little different on that play because I did think, I was watching it live. I did think live he should have known for it. I'll give you that. But once I watched the replay, I was like, okay, I get it. And then they ended up losing, which made it 50 fucking thousand times worse.
Do you agree Riley would have caught that?
Without a doubt.
It just sucks for the no hitter, too.
Hey,
combined
there wouldn't have been a. Riley Green would have caught it like this, Sean. Mm-hmm. Like, literally waiting for it. He could have took a shot of tequila in the middle of that round. But
he did. But
Riley's, all his injuries are for playing the outfield, so they need to do him left field, right field, DH. Because he is a bomb-ass center. Torkelson, off to a slow start. He had a good game today.
Yep, two doubles.
Yeah, his first good game, and they played, what, seven? He's had one good game in seven.
Yeah,
I'm not hating. I'm just realistic. Like, I watch every pitch. I'm obsessed with the Tigers. But 6-1's nice, though. I mean, this is a generic conversation. I get it, but damn.
Yeah, it's hard to really come up, you know, talk about a start seven games in.
I know, in 162 games, and I will steal this for 9-1. The death march is the best way to put it. It is crazy. I can't believe they play 162
games.
It's
insane.
It's wild.
I think about it. Road
How
trips.
Many do you think they should play? Because I have a number. Give me a number. How many games do you think they should play in Major League Baseball?
What, you think 100?
No.
I have a number, exact number.
I don't know, because it would be so different.
Hold on, let Andrew go first.
120.
Okay.
I don't mind it. I was going to say 140. Cut out like almost a whole month.
I'll go 141.
We're
not playing
games,
right?
112 games. 112 games.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah.
You're done before August. 112 games.
Oh, no. I think 1 month. But it's
never
going to happen.
Wait, you're done after August. Sorry.
Yeah, you're
right. Doesn't matter. All right, move on from the Tigers.
No, I like that question.
All right. Final four.
I have three teams left in our round of 32. I know, in our little quick bragging thing in our round of 32 draft. I shouldn't talk shit. Yeah, Eddie still has Purdue.
Yeah.
I have UConn, NC State, and Bama. So
sweatshirt
could be mine, but
I think it's yours.
Hopefully, all of our predictions come true that no one beats UConn.
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
Why would you give up? It's
going to
be Purdue versus UConn.
I just see UConn.
I know.
It is, but I see
you may want to bet Purdue now after I just talked shit. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It happens every time.
I bet Purdue 3 weeks ago. Bro.
Anytime I open up my mouth early, I get slapped in the face. So Purdue's winning it all.
I will tell you this. In the last, let's say where I'm relevant, last 12 years, if it ends up being UConn Purdue, barring a big upset, this will be the best national championship matchup you've seen since Villanova and who they played in 16, North Carolina, 2016. It'll be the best matchup you've seen since 16, which was arguably definitely in our lifetimes, the best college national championship, but arguably one of the best ever.
How many points?
Villanova, Chris Jenkins, and remember Marcus Page with a double clutch three? You know what I'm talking about? No, you swear to God. Dude, was that best game? That was 16. Sorry.
What about points?
No.
Lar, do you place any bets?
No.
No, all right. I was going to ask a question.
I retired from gambling. I haven't.
Well, maybe you can just give me a random number.
I did one bet this year. It was $100 on Michigan and the Rose Bowl.
All right.
Was it money line?
Yeah,
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, doubled up.
You didn't bet the national championship game against Washington?
No.
Really?
Sorry, no.
Wait, you bet the... Hold on.
The
you,
winning
you
it all was...
the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
Against Bama, which I thought was a harder game.
Me too.
Washington. But you didn't bet the Washington game.
Hey, oh, I think winning
that was my one random bet.
In his defense, winning it all is joyful enough. I mean, what more can you want? If you lose, then you also lose money. It can only get worse, you know. Shit on a bad day compared to, you know, being as high as you can be from a national championship.
But I'm retired, so I haven't made a bet for
Can I give you a sick truth?
What?
I have held this in since the end of college football season, but...
You bet Michigan?
No.
Oh. Should have.
I know.
No, sorry. Anyways, go.
I know. I
should have.
You're a Michigan fan?
Never
mind.
Go. Ed,
will
you...
Well, no!
You can't what stop, Al. I was on the edge of my seat.
Ed, you shut up.
I remember what I was saying. Remind me?
Something that you've never said before.
About what? College football?
College football.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about the national championship and betting on the Rose Bowl. All
right, I got it.
Okay.
You are Michigan.
Oh, come on, Wings.
Okay, that's not true. Okay, all right, if I could ever talk, then what's the point? It's very simple. Once the playoffs started, I said, I didn't bet it and I never would, but I swear to God, in my gut, I said Michigan's going to win this. I did not want them to, so do not get it twisted.
Oh! We just saw that.
That was a great setup.
I have a feeling, though. I'd be lying about my gut feeling if I didn't say it.
Well, it was a good one.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And then we ruined it because everyone in the room is
not
fun. Oh, thank God he didn't have a stick.
Why is he allowed to kick it? Oh, because he didn't have a stick?
Because it's not...
You can still kick it.
Yeah. Yeah. You just can't kick it in the net to score a goal.
True.
But anyways, okay, so the question I was going to ask is what number would it take, would Vegas have to give Purdue for you to bet Purdue against UConn if it's that?
I'm sorry, you said it one more time?
What number would it take for Vegas to give out to take Purdue
against UConn?
UConn?
What number would it take?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that crazy. 5.5.
Really? You think it's going to be that? You think Purdue plays them that close? I mean, we have to make it that
close.
Have
you looked at matchup to matchup position?
No, obviously
position?
I
have.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking you.
See, you guys are being pussies. I know you're not fucking arguing with me. We're talking ball, man. Jesus Christ. I thought I was a soft one. Let's
not,
go.
I'm just saying. I'm not disagreeing.
Listen to me. Donovan Clingan is the only fucking player in the entire nation that's in college that can guard Zach Edey. Okay? And their guards are way better. I know Brandon is the first team All-American. UConn's guards are way better. UConn will beat Purdue 74-70. I'll take Purdue plus 5.5.
Okay. Well, then you'd take them plus 4.5.
Sure. If you want to go real quick. But my original line was 5.5. Here's what I think the actual line will be, though. 6.5. 7.5.
Sounds
I got a pick. I was just 7.
That'd be
flat.
So hard.
So flat.
We'll see. Hopefully it happens.
Sounds flat. Well, it's going to happen.
They always have a half.
There's no way NC State has that again. There's no way. And who's
Alabama.
Oh, God. See, they're lethal. But see, if Alabama was playing Purdue, I'd say Alabama could beat Purdue. No one's beating UConn besides Purdue, though. Just because of the matchups. Purdue... Fletcher Lawyer's going to eat live defensively, though.
Oh,
people
yeah.
don't realize this, and they can't take him out much because he shoots over 50% from three in the tournament. People are, and same with Braden Smith, and he's obviously awesome offensively, but the UConn guards will eat those two guards alive when they're on the defensive end. That is the scary part, and that's why UConn will win. It'll be close, but Purdue hasn't had to deal with that at all. There is so much. It's so deep. Like, it's like a fucking, like, people say 6 feet under. The NCAA tournament is like fucking 50 feet under. It's a lot of layers to peel back to figure out what's going on. All right, new subject.
Yeah, we just talked about Final Four a lot, but I'm cool with it. What?
You need a break?
I don't know who Sean wants to play to. And at 8.
At what?
At what? 29?
Everyone gets who you want. Yeah, who you want. Or what position?
Oh.
I don't care.
Or a couple.
Yeah, honestly.
I literally mean that. I don't care.
Could be another guy. We need
I don't care who they pick.
What position do you want to see?
Better question.
Defense.
Better question.
Defense in general, probably corner or edge. That's what I want.
You want to know what I really want? You want to know what?
Yeah.
Offense. Get me. I need X receiver. Go up and get it. Former Spartan. Clean out fucking Coleman. That's what I want. And that's a fact.
Okay, take his talents for the next 5 years to Detroit.
Come on. I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I would be completely fine with that.
No, of course.
But I'm with you.
I love Keenan.
I'm with you. It doesn't.
Station aside, he does fit.
It's going to be hard to make me mad with whatever we pick.
You could go multiple rounds.
I mean, obviously, you said if we took a QB, I'd be pissed.
The
but I don't think. Yeah,
shit.
I don't think it's going to
no
happen.
No one's stupid. That
you know, if you beef up the O line, I don't.
Okay, seriously,
I can see it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aside.
I would love it. I don't care about that.
Freak. What do we not have?
A
6'4 freak receiver.
Big body.
No,
I mean,
no, go ahead.
You keep.
That's okay. I can understand that.
And I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, there's.
You asked me who I wanted them, I told you.
Yeah,
there it was. That's fair. That was my answer.
I mean, Keenan Coleman at Florida State, I mean, he really, you know, stuck out.
Yeah, because they actually threw him the football.
Yeah.
He stuck out Michigan State, but not nearly as much because they gave him half the targets. He got 13 targets a game at Florida State. He got like less than six.
Yeah, it's Jordan Travis.
It's not even about that. And that does help, obviously, having a really good quarterback. But the main thing is the target chances. He got less than half of the targets, I'm assuming, because they're a run-heavy offense, right, compared to something like Florida State. And that's why a lot of Spartans are bitter about him transferring. I would have been out, bro, as far as myself. If I'm getting double the targets and a spread offense when I'm that service, duh.
All right, back all right, to
Eddie,
the
no, Eddie, I'm coming to you.
Draft,
yeah.
All right, Eddie, I need one. Your reaction. You're watching the draft. Doo-doo-doo.
Uh-huh.
The Lions. The Lions take. Georgia tight end Brock Bowers.
I was just gonna ask him that.
Well, what's your reaction? What's your reaction?
They just resigned Brock Bowers. Huh?
Oh, I know. I'm
what's my reaction?
Oh.
It's not happening.
Shit, yeah.
I'm not angry. I'm not happy. I'm just.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I did forget about Brock Reich resigning.
Yeah, we did. Just
at the time, I thought, but they matched the offer.
And then
there's
another guy I like to call Sam Abulta.
But if he's there at 29,
so what are you gonna do with three tight ends?
I don't know.
He's
going
to be there at 29.
Well, I mean, there's talk. You can use him as a receiver.
He's one of the – you can't believe anything this early, but he is dropping.
I will tell you this. I don't think there's any way in hell Brock Wright is going to take in the top 20. Or Brock Bowers, sorry. Brock
Wright.
Brock Bowers. That is my personal opinion. I bet you by the time pick 20 comes off, he's already gone.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think it's all smoke.
I don't know if you see, but the teams that make it late into the playoffs, they all have good tight ends. Every single one of them.
You know what? So, I don't want to see Brock Bowers go. I think we can all guess
Chiefs.
What he says. Yeah.
Yeah, I would not want to see that.
And I do not want to see Xavier Worthy is going to go there in the second round. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, is he going to late second round? Is he going to late second round? Or? It was projected. I hate mock drafts. I really do. But I get a gist of it. But he was in the third round today.
Have you ever done your own mock draft?
Look her up.
No, I haven't.
I've never. I can't. I don't get. I can't get into it.
Go.
What?
Mock drafts.
Have you ever done
one? You're a mock draft guy.
I've done mock draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
never. The Lions picks though.
Just well, yeah.
Of course. I would be psyched out if you did the whole league. That would be impressive.
Nothing wrong with it. I just.
It's like a simulator.
Okay, so they simulate up to the Lions and then you take your pick.
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting. I don't know. But these
you
guys.
Never did that, Ed?
No.
I've never.
But these guys come
I've
out.
I've done it a few times. I've been lying and said, and no more than five, though. Only very few and far in between. But,
but
I have a hard
time
with
mock draft. Yeah, I mean, like.
You are
a mock draft.
You are a mock draft guy, period.
You like looking at them all.
Don't even try to justify it like that, though. You are a mock draft guy. That's
like
big
more
time.
Football.
Well, duh. Sure, of course, sure. But You were the biggest fantasy mock draft period that I know.
Okay, Buckley, question for you. You're at the draft.
I love when you guys give me questions. You guys should ask me more questions. Yes. I love questions. They're, hold on, real quick, nothing. I love more questions. Go ahead.
Perfect. Because I got one. I have a question for you.
He's got one.
You're at the draft. And ooh, I don't want to hear, it's not going to happen. Dude, there's no way.
I won't do that. I won't do that. Go.
If
I love that.
You're there the night of round one, and you hear the Lions trade back. Are you pissed just because you didn't get that experience of a first round pick?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
I'm literally fucking furious. That's the truth.
You're waiting up like, until, I even, thought about it.
Even like, Sean, even the trade so. Makes perfect logical sense, I would still be pissed. I swear to God.
So, like, I've thought about, because I do want to make it down there one of the days, and I was like, do I want to go for round one and take the chance that I sit there all night and then we trade that pick? And then, so I think I'm going to go Friday, too, for
hold
two.
Hold on. I just rethought something. Because I'm going Thursday and Friday no matter what.
Yeah.
I just rethought something. If they do that, I still would be a little bit sad because I get a whole...
But you get another pick in the second.
But then you're going to have three picks and we'll probably, or four picks.
Yeah.
It's just that environment on round one is way better, so that's why.
I'd still be pissed, yeah. But not as pissed as I initially just thought.
Right. No, because you're probably getting an early second round pick.
But so. I want that pick, though.
I mean, I don't know. I just took my days off, by the way.
Did you?
No, we're all set. We're ready to go.
For what?
To go to the, I took Thursday, Friday off. We're all
oh, you're going too?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to make it Friday night. Should be crazy.
It's going to be. It's going to be one of the biggest parties in downtown Detroit that's been there in years.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. The only thing that would be bigger than this, football-wise, is winning the Super Bowl. It's not an exaggeration. I swear to God.
That'll be 2 years in a row for me. I went to the draft in KC.
I know. That's cool. Yeah, you're
going to go. Oh, you were there? Oh, no.
I was at the draft in KC last year.
Nice.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Horrible location. I don't see shit.
Really?
There's a zillion people.
See, I don't even know where they're setting it up.
Has anyone been? Yeah, I was just about to say.
Does anyone know where they're setting it up?
Have you been downtown? Have you seen anything? I know some shit's been closed off.
I heard someone saw something on TV where they're building a big structure. And maybe, yeah, it's got to be for the draft or something, right? What is it, like a big screen? I know. They're building a big structure. It's got to be the stage, right?
Yeah. All I know is I really hope that the Wings are playing playoff hockey by that time.
Yeah.
Losing tonight, another terrible low.
We need one other team to do good. We can't count on the Pistons, so we need the Wings because the Tigers are doing
good. Why can't you count the Pistons? They're 13-63.
We need the April and the D, you know?
Yeah.
We need that one team for April.
April and the D. I've watched that movie countless times this week. I think it's a good song.
I like the song.
I don't care. Social media chastises it. I mean, I see very few positive reviews.
They're more so doing it towards what the song's about, I think.
April and the D?
Yeah, like, it's about the teams being good and we all suck.
See? We can't count.
The Tigers are 6-1. The Red Wings are in the playoff hunt and the Pistons suck. They all suck. 2-3 are right there.
Well, I'm saying over the past years when they've caught all the slander.
Yeah. Past decade.
Well, that doesn't take away from the catchy song.
No, I agree. I think the song is catchy. I think
the song
people
is
are.
Great.
I think people only talk shit because of what the teams have been lately.
Yeah, but
and what because they represents when we were great, and now that we're not, it sucks. So the song sucks.
Let me piggyback off. That's so correct. That's the root of it. It's gotten worse now. Now they're critiquing the video. Which is years ago, saying this guy sounds feminine. I don't know. I read a lot of Twitter shit. I don't respond.
It's a banger.
It's gotten worse now. Now it's almost like you're a weirdo if you like this song because of what you just said.
But I did hear on the radio earlier.
April.
I heard like they're like the only.
April in the D.
They're like sorry. The only good thing. The only good thing about the Pistons in April is that the season's ending. I was like, yeah.
Jesus. You
it's
know
so
that
true.
That breaks my heart, but it's cold-hearted.
Yeah.
It's true.
We had one guy put up 50. out of nowhere.
Can I say something real quick as the Diagonal Pistons, and I'm not going to make it some long monologue? My heart really hurts, though. Like, I mean it. Like, my heart hurts that they've sucked for this long. This is an egregious amount of time to be this bad, though. It hurts my heart, really, because I really am a diehard. Like, I would do... Could, even if the Pistons were just playing the playoffs, I would be so... I would be fucking geek. Like, this entire podcast would be nothing but the Pistons talk. I'd be geek. But... It hurts, though, you know? Because, you know how Detroit assholes, like, I'll give it to him, like, he's a Red Wings diehard. Like, I'm one of those Pistons diehards. You know how there's so few of those fans when they suck? Like, watching every game and shit? Like, it really does hurt my heart. And it's honestly fucking pathetic. It really is pathetic. I fully admit it.
Yeah, it's really sad to see this year.
It's going into an offseason where I hear it's the, statistically or whatever, the worst NBA draft of, like, all time.
How can it be
statistically? They're not statistically what the, it's just, I don't know, crunching all the numbers.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
There's not, no.
I know what you're talking about, Sean, but I don't believe that for a second, because I saw 5 years ago Markel Fultz went number one. Yeah, James Tatum was your prized possession. But
well, like, obviously, any it's a crapshoot. Obviously, it can all be false.
Listen.
And
this
we're numbers guys
this,
here.
This
come on.
Sucks. Zach Ryan, Richard, probably. Fuck, we're so fucked. Here's what the Pistons need to do. You need to trade your first round pick, top five pick, automatically, plus one of your young players, maybe Jaden Ivey, for a proven star. That's the only avenue I see us being successful. Then put a proven star next to Cade.
God damn.
It's the only. I'm telling you, trade Jaden Ivey and your top five pick for a proven star on a team. Okay, let me give you an example. I know. Gotta give examples. Paul George is unrealistic. People keep pimping that, but it's unrealistic. Give me one. God, come on. Not Tobias Harris. It's a trade too. So you get anybody who's realistic. God.
I don't know who's realistic.
Who is? I can't say it's so
well.
I cannot tell you.
Donovan Mitchell be available? You think?
Yeah, you say
with
the Cavs. You say the Cavs. Well, no, probably not. Rival teams. Think of someone in the Western Conference.
Devin Booker, no.
That's going to be in his late 30s, Devin Booker.
I do think it's in the future.
Listen, I can't do what's on my head right now. The Pistons have a lot of assets to play with. They got to shake it up. You got to get rid of Jaden Ivey. I love Ivey. I fucking love Ivey, but he doesn't fit here because it's like him or Kate. It really is. And I hate that. 2 years ago, I hated that mentality, but I can't deny it anymore. They really don't work together. I tried. 2 years.
My whole life.
I know. I saw myself.
My whole 2 years.
You gotta understand, though, I really am one of the rare, like, diehard Pistons fans. So it really does hurt my heart. I am one of the rarities because you see that stadium is disgustingly poor with people.
Shit, what was I watching? Oh, I was watching a game and there was nobody. Oh, it's a Tigers game against the Mets the other day. There was nobody.
Oh, because it was makeup games and it was shitty weather at noon.
That's
honestly,
baseball
I still would have went. If I didn't work, I'd have been there.
They kept showing this one guy in this green coat, fur coat, or purple fur coat sitting by himself the whole game. I saw him like 20 times.
To me, that's like a perfect day to have absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah, to match. I went to 2 games last year all by myself because I get the summers off. So on a
I worked those summers,
but like on a Tuesday, there was a one-time game. I said I'm all by myself.
I went to a Tigers
game. I don't even get a set though. I get my girl Danielle.
Yeah, did it by himself.
What?
I went twice.
Did it all alone.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
It's so great because I just go there to watch it and there's nobody there on like a Tuesday afternoon or Monday afternoon. There's nobody there. You get to sit there. And I just watched the game. And Danielle got me real nice seats.
Yeah.
So I'm right by the plate.
And they're free, yeah. Absolutely.
I have 3 or 4 beers. I have some Jaws. I have a weed pen.
Mm-hmm.
I get more stoned, really. But I don't get really drunk. I watch the game. I go there to watch the game, you know?
You can't with $15 beers.
I know. Right. I literally get 3 beers. It's like a damn near fucking $50.
Last year was
I get like 3 beers when I go by myself. Going by yourself, though, don't knock it until you try it. Oh, I love baseball. I love
yeah,
baseball.
Yeah, I'll probably take it, too. Especially being an afternoon game, no one there.
Hold on. He's been shaking his head for a minute here. I'm going to get this finished.
Do you want to go by yourself?
Would you go to the Tiger game by yourself?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I don't care enough to even go.
No, at least not
baseball. It's not baseball.
I would hire anyone for that
matter. What about any sporting event? Like,
would you go to any sporting event?
Like, what's your favorite
sport?
Oh,
I would go to the Red Wings game.
Would you would? Yeah. Okay, that's your sport. Okay.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, so I can understand that. That's fine. I would go to any of the four professional sports. I would go to any team I root for, Detroit or Michigan State, by myself. I would go to all six.
See, I don't go to any sporting events, so I don't really, I can't really say I wouldn't know if I would go by myself. I don't know. I do other things by myself, so I probably wouldn't mind it.
So, my thing is, think about my position. What?
Nothing.
Why do you smirk your job?
I have no idea.
You guys make it on the side or something?
I told you I was going to say that. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I have literally, when they play Monday after, I got nothing to do. And then I get to actually see Danielle, because I can't come down on with people, but then she comes down and got me one by myself. So I'm like, I got to meet Craig Monroe, Andy Dirks last year. It was cool.
I've met Craig. Right.
There's a lot of girls that
so on Mother's Day.
So I guess I'm a little biased because when I go by myself, I get more perks.
Would you go to the movies by yourself?
No, absolutely not. I would. Movies with anybody.
It's a
Here's
movie
the thing
you really want to see, right?
Yeah.
And it's Matt.
I definitely would. And yeah, if I had the time to, like, you know, if I had 2 hours to spare,
would you?
I'm going.
Would you go to the movies by yourself?
Lana does not take me 2 hours to spare.
No. But,
oh, that's another reason.
What about dinner? Or not dinner, let's just say out to eat for lunch.
Oh,
like,
you can't say lunch, though, because I go out to eat for lunch all the time.
Like a diner.
Yeah, a diner. I've done it by myself because I work. You know, you're working. And you just
Buckley, would you ever go to a diner by yourself, like for lunch?
I
go to a Coney or something.
Yeah. So, see, that's work related though.
All right. What about like a dinner?
You just go to the bar, right?
You go to the bar. You order a meal. You have some beers. Yeah. You watch some games.
You
like,
sit down at the table,
yeah,
or you sit down at the bar.
I do that too.
You sit down at the bar.
Absolutely. Yeah, you go to the bar, because then you can maybe even have a conversation with the bartender. You never know.
You get your food faster too.
Yeah, they're attentive.
I'm just thinking, like, would you like actually get a table, sit down by yourself?
I've done that for lunch, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Out of forcefulness. I was directing a basketball tournament. I did that a couple summers ago. We had a 3-hour break between the first set of tournaments and the evening tournaments. These were like 14-hour days. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any food, so I went to Applebee's. It was local Applebee's. I was up in Grand Rapids, so
yeah.
I was not local at all. I went to Applebee's and I should have sat at the bar, not a thing about it, but
yeah.
I sat at like a booth. They're like, where do you want to sit? I sat at a booth. I wasn't even thinking, bro. Now I would have sat. And yeah, I sat there just dying by myself and it was super uncomfortable and I hated it. I'd rather do it in my apartment. I hated it.
It is awkward.
Did you make
they
sure?
They were super nice to me, don't get me wrong. It's nothing to do with the service or anything.
Did you let them know that you weren't being stood up? You were just there by yourself?
That's a good question. No, I didn't say a word or nothing like that. They didn't ask me if I saw anything. It was not weird.
They're probably thinking, I wouldn't take someone here for a first date.
Well, because they had like a company thing. They brought lunches.
Did you get the Dollarita?
All these people, I did not like these people. Like, they were annoying. I was the oldest one, so they were younger. I just did not like these people. So
you directed a tournament? What does that mean?
I directed three basketball tournaments, 80 tournaments.
That's not reffing, you just...
No, I didn't ref, no. No,
you
but I had to
schedule
the scheduling.
But
you...
the refs were my responsibility. No, I didn't ref, but I had to schedule the refs, yeah. Honestly, I didn't get paid enough for that. I did about 3 or 4 tournaments, and I said, I'm not getting paid near enough for this work. Because I would get there at like 10 a.m. and not get home till like fucking midnight. It was insane. I'd make like $400.
Yeah,
it was lonely nights at Applebee's. Like, what the hell? You should.
It was one time. And they're like, oh, where are you going for lunch? I'm like,
not with
I
you
gotta go to my car. No, I should. That's what I said in my head.
Would you go on vacation?
Because I had to commit. I was about to say command. I had to direct a bunch of kids in their young 20s. And I was like, I guess I was only 25, 26, so I guess I wasn't They just weren't really there to make the tournament run smoothly, and that bothered me. So I was obsessed to make the tournament be perfect.
I need Iowa here. I bet them. They are not looking good.
You better kick them out. I think things.
Tell you this. I've only done minimal stuff, but the overall better team is UConn. The best players on that. But Packers.
That's enough women's college, right?
Yeah. We just gave them 30 seconds.
Not bad.
Oh, that's mean.
What's your favorite woman? Oh, well. No, it honestly has been the most intriguing women's college basketball year that I've been on. Like, the most storylines. We're talking storylines.
Yeah, we're always
now, when you say it like that, I agree. When you say it like that, I have a problem. I want to say this. With the woke atmosphere we live in, saying that it's more interesting than men's tournament, that's just crazy. I'm sorry. There's no way.
How many people say we're watching that game, though? That was crazy.
I love Bill Burr's bit. It's in one of his specials where he says, all these girls complaining about how women's sports aren't as big as guys' sports, but you motherfuckers aren't in the stands. You're at home watching reality TV. He's like, the guy, you look at a male sport, and it's full of guys.
Better. That's so true.
In one of his specials.
God, send that video to me.
I'll have to look for it. Yo, he goes off.
Send me the special. I want to hear that.
It is so true.
Hold on. No, I feel very passionately about that. That's the truth, though. And people don't want to hear the actual truth. Guys will spend their hard-earned time and money to go watch. The girls aren't sitting there.
Most of the time, it's the females are there because of the guys.
Exactly.
Most of the time. I know there's some
guys. Okay, like us four can get together and go to a big sporting event, right? Like, that doesn't happen often. I've always said that. I was like, it just means more to guys, and the guys are just more talented. That's the truth.
But, I mean, this year they are, like, selling out women's, though.
Yes.
It is cool.
And here's the thing I have a problem with. They are having their best year ever revenue, and I love it. I've been supportive of them,
right.
Of course. I honestly, game basketball, bro.
No. And he is. All right,
and we're back. All right, so April and the D by far is one of the best songs. But I want to go with something between the three hosts here. And I don't appreciate you between the three hosts. You're sitting in the middle. That's just not right.
You're supposed to be in the middle.
I know, it's fucked up. The fans are pissed, but I think they'll get over it.
Yeah, I can't see this week, so they wouldn't.
Sean is the technological person. He figures out all the boom, 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 all this stuff. I don't even touch any of this stuff besides plug my mic in, plug my headphones in. Eddie is like just there for the ride, and then me and Mr. Psychopath. Is that not fun though?
Yeah,
it works out well.
Yeah, I just show up.
Look at you, you're in the same
time. Yep. Yeah. I get assigned my duty and I do it.
What is it that you want from me? Do you want me to be mild mannered? Like, yeah, I really can. I do it at work every day. It's very easy to do for me. No, it's actually not easy. That's actually a lie. That's not easy. But I can do it. You need the psycho, the crazy man, the passionate man, the intelligent man. When I rant and go crazy, do I sound like a fool? When we're talking about college basketball, you can say what you want about my tone. But, like, what I say is true, no?
No.
You don't think so? I'm not.
No.
Okay.
Most of the time.
I said facts.
What is that true?
I don't know. I haven't facts.
You said most of the time.
Okay.
That's what you said. I didn't say what you
said. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't fact checked anything, but have nothing to. But I trust you, so yeah. I'm
so
going to say everything you said, everything is true.
You don't want me on the pod anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What would we do? All right, hold on, I've got something for us. Are we not doing the fun stuff?
This is your shot.
All right.
Work stories?
You have any?
I got quite a few. lots in my job. I had a kindergartner who has kind of a hot-ish mom, you know? Hot-ish, who likes me because I do the crosswalk, so I see her. Well, I'm not
even trying to say that.
But I do the crosswalk, so I like to see these people begin the day, end of the day, because they bring their daughter. This particular one brings her daughter to school. And she says, Wednesday, 2 days ago, she's like, how's your mommy doing? And this is a kindergarten girl who's amazing, very smart. She's like, Mr. Buckley, she's like yanking on my fucking sleeve, and she's like, my mommy thinks you're handsome. I was like, Francine,
oh, nice.
I know. Well, I already knew that, but it's funny because, oh god, I can't go in depth, but parents that see male teachers, because there's so few male teachers, there really is. It's very,
slim pickings.
It's like, okay, so you automatically get the credential that you're awesome with kids. If you're working with kids all day. If that's your day every day, which it is. And then once I start seeing the good-looking parents, I start kind of, questioning their kids, and I treat the kids a little bit better. I mean, it's a fact.
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
Sorry, it's just natural, though. It's just like this
natural. Yeah, what you just said.
It's
you
human nature.
Thank you, man.
I was just
it's
here.
Like,
but that's even
allegedly,
like,
allegedly.
It's like softball, though. With how
it's alleged. Everything is allegedly.
But it's just like coaching, too. When you're coaching,
and if
there's a hot parent, you're going to treat that player better.
Thank you! See, thank you! No,
just
one
a
tiny
bit, not
that,
like
no,
crazy.
Exactly, not crazy.
Just a little more intentional.
That is the real shit. You guys are the same shit. You guys are not in the situation ever deal with that.
A small sample size of our society.
Yeah, I mean,
listen.
It's true.
It's
true.
It happens.
But sometimes as moms.
You don't do it on purpose sometimes.
Gee.
It just happens.
Alright, I can't go into further depth. I so could. Oh god, it'd be dirty. But we won't do that.
Alright, let's see.
Work stories. Eddie, you got any?
Yeah, what about you?
Ah!
With your shit, you don't even do shit.
No, I do shit.
He sits there with one roll of carbon, he's like, yep. There's my job for the day. I'm watching a Tiger game, listening to Book Club and chill. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't really have any funny ones. I have a crazy story. I drive a truck. I do deliveries, right? I drive a big box truck, 27 footer. And I'm driving...
27 footer?
Yeah, it's 27.
Is that real?
Yeah,
27
footer.
Like, it's 27 feet like this.
Yeah.
So
that's a small truck. That's a small truck. Those semis are 53 footers, am I wrong? Something like that. They're long.
Don't ask me, bro.
But okay, alright, so I'm making a delivery out to Walt Lake area. So I'm driving down 696. I'm just driving normal. All of a sudden, this guy starts slowing down to 50 miles an hour. So when someone slows down in front of me, I expect them to speed up eventually. But he slowed down and he kept slowing down gradually, until he came to a complete stop.
Are you
in the
27 footer right now?
Yes. And he came to a complete stop, not in the right lane, in the second from right lane. So now I got cars flying by me both ways and we're stopped in the middle of the freeway. This guy gets out of his car to bitch at me.
What?
In the middle of the freeway, bitch at me that I was tailgating him too much.
What a psycho.
Dude, I was afraid he had a gun. I'm like, is this guy gonna pull a gun out on me? Like, what is he doing? He's like, this is your only warning. This will be your last and only warning. I'm like, what, you're gonna fucking kill me next time?
Did he say those exact
words? Yes! This guy was straight psycho.
That's cryptic.
And he comes to the side of my truck where there's cars flying by him at 70.
You got out of the car?
He got out of the car.
No,
I'm sitting in the truck.
Are you kidding me?
I could have opened my door and pushed him into traffic if I opened my door. That's how close he was.
No!
Yes!
He can't run up on that?
right up on me. I'm like, dude, can you just get in your back of your fucking car?
So, like,
even
the other guy's position, like, what if you had a gun?
Dude,
like,
right.
Yes,
like, what happened, like,
you go right up to someone's door, they can be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's why it's so scary, because, like, if this person has the balls to come to me, they probably...
Right, and I'm not balding. I know I have a gun on me, so I'm thinking he has a gun.
I just hope people leave me alone.
Because he seemed like an ex-military guy.
So that's my friends.
Have you ever had road rage incident?
You have?
I have.
You have? Explain.
Oh,
have you had a road rage? Not you specifically.
Like, straight up.
Like, been a part of it.
Yeah, been a part of it.
Even if you were a passenger. Like, to where, like, they're actually threatening you.
I
had to run from somebody.
I haven't either.
One time when we were young with my buddies Patrick and Scott, he cut someone off, and there was a biker that he knew, because like, that's when we were all, like, 16. Some kids still didn't have cars yet. And Patrick gave him the finger on the bike, but the car that he cut off thought Patrick did. And they came up, and I'm actually pretty sure it was a satellite right here. And he's out. It was a red light. He's out his window with a baseball bat. I'll break all three of your guys' arms, legs, whatever. And Patrick just took a left on that street, and we gunned it. And
he ran.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a middle-aged guy. Yeah, at the time, we're 16, and he's out his window. Oh my god, that was the only time. I've never, as a driver, been a part of it.
But what is the sad thing, and yet is reality, is you see fatalities, what, at least 5-6 times a year that are public, right?
Way more.
I know, I'm going a little bit.
He said public, though. He said that's public. Yeah, yeah. There's probably ones that aren't public.
Alright, I'm not going to argue on it. There are way too many fucking deaths compared from road rage incidents. Me, personally, obviously there's been times when I've been driving where I'm like, I would never.
And honestly,
I would never.
A lot of the times.
What?
You.
I've never been in a car.
Not the weirdest driver.
I've never had him drive.
He goes in the right lane 68 miles an hour. At all times.
Who wouldn't do that? I'm the safest driver because I've seen too much crazy shit happen in my life, not to me, but to others, and I'm not gonna risk it.
No.
And I'm never in a hurry, bro. I'll leave early. I don't risk it. I'm a grandpa. I'm a youthful human, but I'm a grandpa on the road.
In between.
I only go like 72 miles an hour.
I'm taking country roads to work. I'm going maybe like 5 over. That's it. And then there's like some people that just gun by me.
Yeah.
So that, like, I ain't fucking around like that.
It depends. It just takes one time, too.
It seems like every time I fucking try doing that, I get pulled over. So I'm just like, you know what? It's not worth it. That would take up more time.
And
how much time are you actually saving?
Like 2-3 minutes, probably. If you're really speeding hard, it's not that much.
Trip. Like, if you're on a road trip.
You're just cruising. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's not sad. Road trip is kind of fun.
It's going to be a long trip.
And then when you're going 10-15 over, then it's actually saving you time over a long period.
Yeah, I mean.
But, like, when you have, like, a 30-minute drive to work, it's not really.
It's going
to
save you 30 seconds. It's not much. Maybe a couple minutes. But, no, I have a road rage incident.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, I'm
always there's a
target
on your back.
But this wasn't work related, so it's not with work. So my engine, I needed, something was wrong with my Kia, so I took my Kia in, I got to trade it, and I had to, they gave me their fast car, they had their little sports car, and this thing would fly, and I like to drive fast.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, so... But, okay, so now I'm on the freeway coming back from Detroit somewhere. On 94, again on the freeway, right? I'm flying, going over 100, it's probably 105, 110. I get over to pass cars, and then I'm in the middle lane, and I see a clear lane, and all of a sudden this guy got in front of me. I had to hit my brakes, slam on my brakes.
I thought you were a professional driver.
I didn't hit him.
Close
calls happen.
But he saw me coming, and I was like, dude, but anyway, so I broke.
Is he a fuck?
Yeah.
It was a buddy.
I saw you coming. Did you see a cut?
Were you two alone, or was there more people there?
No, oh, there's
a very vague story. Very vague.
No, I'm fine. Oh, okay, it's rush
hour.
Was
there a hot girl with, like, at least
no.
involved?
No. No, this is a
part. Why am I listening?
Yeah, no, because this is, I didn't get to the good part.
Oh, what's the good part?
No, so I slam on my brakes. He's pissed off now. Now he's brake checking me.
And
yeah.
Jesus. The story just gets worse and worse.
No, we need to get to the finish.
I was getting to the good part, and then he wants to say no. That's
right. I mean, but, I wish it was a she, but...
Right, well...
But we'll listen to that.
So now we're all... I get next to him, we're cussing each other out through the window, which you can't hear anyone. So we're like doing like, fuck you up, this, that. And then all of a sudden...
Some Trevor Bauer shit.
But then he starts getting on my ass and getting behind me and he's like following me. So now I'm weaving in out of traffic trying to get away from this guy. He wants to... He's like, pull over.
It's long-winded. All
right. No,
I just get to the point,
okay,
bro.
So
Jesus.
So my whole thing was I didn't want to stop and interact with this guy. He's probably going to shoot. He probably has a gun again, right? Because people are crazy.
So this is a different story from the other one.
Yeah, it's a different
story.
Which
is also equally as boring.
No, the other one's better. But no.
Why does this one take longer than?
Okay, but now he's chasing me in traffic.
I can't do this anymore. Right, I do not care.
I had to completely lose him.
You
like
need to learn how
to
tell stories.
It was like Fast and Furious.
You give like 3-4 details when you get to the point because people are drinking.
It would have been a great story when you cut him off every 5 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't cut him off every 5 seconds. He would stop for 5 seconds.
Because it's not about a kid's mom. I'm sorry. So it's boring.
Okay. Is that what you think? Sure.
That's what you're saying.
No, it's not what I'm saying. You just said that. I didn't say anything.
No, but I had to run away from this guy.
Learning to tell stories amongst people who are drinking is a tricky area, but you gotta get to the point quick. You get 3-4 main details, you gotta get quick. Because
people are drinking, he means himself.
No, I don't. Go to any party and tell them I'm wrong. Seriously, observe human beings' behavior. I'm not even kidding. People don't like listening. I like listening for a short period of time. Dude, okay.
He gets mad when people cut him off.
Let me justify. Let me justify.
Right? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But when I
we had a pod.
My stories have substance. What the thing is people don't like to listen, so you gotta get there quick. I get to my points quick as fuck. Because people don't like listening as much as they say, oh, it's a generational. Take all the series. It's all a lot. It's all front. Like, very few people actually, like, preach what they sell. Very few people. So sometimes you just ask yourself and you just get to the point and say, damn, man, that wasn't the best story of my life. Could be that bad. Stop. Don't talk to me.
We'll never know because he never got to use
it.
In real life, it was crazy. That's all I know.
And that's a hard part about stories. You have to make them interesting, telling them from real life. I'm not hating, I'm just being honest. It's a podcast, right?
Wait, what'd you say?
Who?
Me? You. What were you just saying?
I was just wondering what he said.
Oh.
What?
Huh? About the real life. I'll explain it. From the real life.
No, I'm kidding, I heard you. I was just, you were complaining about people not listening.
A lot of jokes go over my head. A lot of jokes go over my head. I've been having sex with the computer for a long time now. So, get this off.
So, I don't have any work stories. But, another thing to add to our fears list.
Oh, fears list, yeah.
Oh! I'll give you another one.
From a story I heard, a couple I know. Alright, I'll tell you what the fear is. Hotel doors, and my couple that I know was at a hotel, you know, one of those ones with the water park, and they're going to leave. They have a few kids, a few kids, and the dad goes to shut the door as they're leaving, and one of the middle children, pinkies, was in the way. Hotel door took off the tip of her pinky.
Ew.
Slammed on her finger.
Ew. Oh, because it just cuts it off.
As they were leaving the hotel, I was like, okay, well, I am forever going to look at hotel. I might never go to a hotel again.
Like, it took just, like, right here.
And like,
just, the tip, right? That's it.
Yeah, the tip. Yeah.
Right there with that first grease gun.
I just couldn't imagine, like, at the hotel, like, the scream and just waking up. Like, all parties. Like, what a scary moment. You feel so bad.
I would still have a sleep jump charge if that happened to me. Like, I could withstand it, but most normal people can't, so I get it.
No, I agree. But I just...
What'd you say?
But, no, I mean, I just never even thought about that hotel door.
I never thought about it either, but those doors are different than normal doors.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, and I'm not trying to be some... But I have thought about it, because how thick they are, yeah, and how slow it goes at the end.
And like, then it's like that quick slam.
Yeah, and then the quick slam. Yeah. I have thought about it many times, like, these doors could be dangerous. Like, when I shut it, I let it, I'm like, I back off.
Yeah, I never thought
about it. No, exactly what you said, though, because they're thick, they close slow, and then at the last second, they fucking slam.
To make sure they're shut.
I've seen... Not to what he just said, but I've seen a few people just jam their fingers just because they're ready for that slam. So I might have done it as a sister's wedding last summer. He's fine, obviously, but...
He recovered?
Yeah, no, but he got his finger slammed because it shut really fast at the end.
Yeah, no, the kid
he
is fine.
His finger ripped up. He's okay.
But yeah, I just... Whoo, story, yeah, can't...
Jeez.
All right.
Well, I think that's about to it. Biggest Wolverine slappy in the region, Andrew Lars, will plug it ahead.
Andrew, any sitting through all that, any closing thoughts? You want to go on about Michigan at all? Finally have a fellow champion.
You literally have the floor for as many minutes as you want. I'm intrigued. Go.
Well, I'm happy Sean got to have a fellow Wolverine.
Good start.
Yeah.
He's had his shirt.
Well, yeah, I guess the other Andrew, the other Andrew.
Go. This is,
sorry.
This is a monologue. Go.
Hopefully. Yeah. We haven't checked yet.
Yeah, both of them chill, man.
Let's go. It's solid vibes, though, right?
More than solid.
Ah, love it. All
right. You have your own podcast to promote, right?
If you have a podcast with me, I can do it.
No.
All
right.
Anyways, love y'all. Hey, just real quick, I have one thing to say.
Make sure you buckle up.
And chill, but that's not what I had to say. That's facts, though. I'll never stop being me and being passionate about some crazy ass college basketball shit. Don't ever ask me to change. It won't happen. I'm a nice person, but I'm a psycho about college hoops. It's my favorite. Love y'all. Peace. Sorry, that's me.
Uh-oh.
Bang, bang.
We're still here.